Hi, isn't God good? We talked about getting free from your past. And I know that when you went through that process, it was like a great load was lifted off of you. And that's true, a great load was lifted off of you. And you're free. And you are joyously free. And you should choose to forever remain free. Don't accept bondage from anyone or anything. Don't allow church organizations to put you in bondage. Don't allow yourself to put yourself in bondage under some set of laws or rules. Allow yourself to remain free. Be quick to forgive the people who sin against you. If you should judge someone, be quick to release him from that judgment. Continue to renounce Satan and all the comfort and power that he gives you. Continue to walk in your freedom. Now, as we go on through the rest of these videos, I want you to always remember your freedom. It was for freedom that Christ set you free. Don't let anyone or anything tangle you up in bondage again. So when we talk about relationships, they're always relationships based in love and freedom, never relationships that are based in rules and bondage. As we talk about the teachings of the scripture, as we talk about finances, as we talk about being servants, we're talking about all of these things, and always they remain in the context of relationships and freedom, never in the context of rules and bondage. It was for freedom that Christ set you free. Don't get tangled up in bondage again. Rejoice in your freedom and rejoice in your power to set other people free. Don't try to get people to conform to your ideas. Set them free to follow God's ideas. Don't judge them because they happen to disagree with you. Rather, live freedom before them and let them begin to come to a place of freedom. And this brings me to one specific aspect of relationship that I want you to appreciate. In the scriptures, we're told to be ready at all times to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. To give an answer for. You see, I can't give an answer if no one gives a question. Tragically, in much of the church, we have been training people to answer questions that no one is asking. You know, in all my 70 years, no one has ever asked me, where am I going to go when I die? But thousands of people have asked me, my marriage is falling apart, what can I do? My children don't respect me, what can I do? I don't think I love my wife anymore, what can I do? These are hard questions. And so much of churchianity has simply said, go down the street and see a counselor, instead of bringing the power of the Spirit of God to set people free. Don't keep trying to answer the questions that no one is asking you. But when someone asks you a question, listen to the Holy Spirit and give them God's answer for the question. That way, you remain free, and they remain free. And in that freedom is the joy of worshiping God. I love you. I remain His, thus yours.